Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Our 26th year bringing you the latest in consumer tech, products and services, all kind of cool things available today. And into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Always know where your glucose is headed and how fast. Be sure to visit Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com. And as we like to remind you on the show every single week, a couple of very important things. One, always back up your important data, especially if you've got unbelievably great photos and videos of family, the kids, the grandkids, whatever. Be sure and back them up along with your important paperwork, documents, what have you. And check your spam filters. Make sure that none of your family or friends, that includes us, I hope, family and friends, anything from @graveline.com, make sure none of that is in your spam filter. And if it is, be sure and mark things as not spam. You wonder why you haven't heard from that aunt in a couple of years. Well, there she is in your spam filter. Oops. Better get back to her. You know, that kind of thing.
Spam filters are like lint filters. They can be dangerous if they get too full.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting analogy. Yeah. So we've got some tech news and commentary. Joe in Michigan standing by. Oh, he used the Ask Dave button I see here. I'm cheating looking ahead. And we love it when folks do that because there are very easy and fun ways to participate on the program. And Joe, obviously, listen to us when you use the Ask Dave button on anything with a browser and a microphone. You click on that little Ask Dave microphone that's on the right or the lower right when you get to intotomorrow.com. And we ask that you give us your first name, where you're joining us from, and how you hear the show. He did that, I'm seeing.
Yes.
Oh, love you, Joe. Very good.
So before we get to some of the top news, including some stuff from Apple,
They had a little something the other day.
Yeah, a little shindig.
A little soiree of some sort.
Yeah. We want to say congrats to a recent Into Tomorrow guest, Haley Arsenault, who is among those in space right now as part of the first all-civilian space flight.
Yes, very cool. She was a recent guest, as you mentioned, on the show. Got a chance to chat with her. The proceeds that they expect to raise from this three-day flight, and they're going, by the way, much farther than the space tourist Jeff Bezos and even the Virgin guy.
Richard Branson.
Yeah. They're going much further than that. They're going 100 miles beyond the International Space Station even.
Yeah. So I hope they wave to the astronauts as they fly by.
Yeah. Well,
they may not actually fly by, but, you know.
Well, that's flying, isn't it, in space?
Well, they may not pass the station.
Probably not. Well, it's 100 miles away. You can't wave. Well, you can. Hey, I'm waving at you. Good. We're waving back. Okay, see you. We hope they have a very productive time. And by the time you hear this, they may have already come back to Earth.
Yeah.
So kudos to them. And what was her name again?
Haley Arsenault.
Absolutely correct. Haley was a fun guest. If you missed that interview, be sure to come to intotomorrow.com and check it out. She's a sweetheart and was talking about really cool things to help benefit St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, she was a pediatric cancer survivor, was treated at St. Jude's, and then came back to work there now as a physician's assistant.
Yeah. Good luck for her.
Yeah. And, of course, we mentioned big news out of Apple. So they had their little event this week, which, of course, started with CEO Tim Cook gushing over the state of California and how proud they are to call California home.
Oh, please.
Yeah. And then, you know, talked about all the Emmy nominations that they've received from their original programming on Apple TV Plus.
Again, oh, please.
Yeah.
I think I've watched one show on there that you kind of turned me on to and managed to steal a friend's Apple ID and be able to watch the show. But they have something else that I did like that was...
Morning Show.
Oh, the Morning Show, season two,
yes,
coming back.
Season two just started.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back again. No, yeah. I don't give them any money. And watch season two.
I don't
of
give them
Morning
any money
Show.
Either, because I got it for free for a year when I upgraded my phone last time. And then when I found out that I could have up to five people in my family, I added you as family. So we're even doing it legit.
Oh.
But you're still not having to pay for it. Neither am I. So
very good.
But,
well, Apple had to give it away because nobody was buying it.
Well, I've already told you that I'm not going to pay for it when my free year is up. So watch whatever you want or whatever you can now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, you'll pay for it if you like it. What about season three, if there is one of Morning Show?
If it's the kind of thing I can pay for a month, I'll wait till the entire season is available. I'll pay for it for that 1 month, watch it, and then cancel it.
Okay. Make sure you tell me then,
yeah,
so I can do the same thing. But yeah, they did announce a few things, like the iPhone 13. I would have thought, since they like to skip numbers occasionally, they would have skipped that as an unlucky number.
Yeah. Well, this is Apple.
Yeah, true. But a ceramic shielded front glass... I thought most ceramics you can't see through.
But apparently Apple ceramics you can't.
Yeah. And apparently the phone has a new look as a result, yeah?
Yeah, and it's available in five new colors, including pink, blue, starlight, and their normal product red, which I think helps fund age research or something.
What the heck color is starlight?
I don't know.
Okay, got it.
It's going to be available in two models, the iPhone 13 and the iPhone 13 Mini.
What about a Pro or something?
There is. They also announced a Pro, which we get two more, because that's a lot more money. That's like Pro money.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Jeez. But it now has the A15 Bionic chip, which has a 6-core CPU. They say that it's 50% faster than competition and has 30% faster graphics than the competition. Of course, those were their words, so
yeah,
it remains to be seen.
Their measurements. 15.8 trillion operations per second. Who counted those?
Not me.
Yeah, an Apple custom OLED, which is organic light-emitting diode, so it's some sort of a custom Apple thing.
Yeah, but one of the cool things I like about it being a video guy is this: they updated their cameras and it now has a cinematic mode, which you can now rack focus automatically when you're shooting a video.
Now tell people, since you're a videographer, what rack focus means.
You know, you're shooting. You know, you have two people, one kind of like up close, another person in the background. Obviously, one of them is going to be out of focus. And rack focus, you move the focus from one to the other.
Uh-huh.
You didn't used to be able to do that with the iPhones. Now the phone will do it automatically, using their apparently machine learning or something in it.
What is it? Does it do it based on if someone's speaking?
I don't know how it does.
So if you're the closer one speaking,
based on framing or something, it determines which is really the subject, and it will automatically rack focus. And you can also obviously tap the screen to change focus yourself while you're shooting.
Oh, okay. So there are a few things that we're going to be talking about on the show today that Apple mentioned. But talking about the iPhone 13, 2.5 hours longer battery life than the iPhone 12. So that might prove interesting for a lot of folks.
So, and the iPhone 13 starts at $799. The Mini starts at $699. And they've got 128, 256, and 512 gigabyte versions.
Jeez.
So goodbye with the 64. They no longer have the 64 gig version phones.
Well, good for them. Yeah. Joe in Berkeley, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast and participates by using the Ask Dave button. Love you for that at intotomorrow.com. Hey, Joe.
I have an iPhone Pro. And I want to know about the new iPhones they got out there today. I have a problem with getting some reception locally. They're saying the new one, you can get it in the desert anywhere in the world. Is that true? If you could help me out, I'd appreciate it. I'm listening online since my station no longer carries you guys from Canada, which is a real problem. But I do get you a podcast, and they're great. Love you guys.
Well, thank you. We love you too, Joe. And be sure and call CKLW across the water there from Detroit, and tell them, you miss Into Tomorrow. Why'd you take them off? And I know why, because they're making people pay for their weekends. But anyway, in spite of the rumors, Apple didn't mention anything about satellite support in their 2021 event. Even if that does eventually come out, keep in mind that it's not likely to be full communication, but the ability to send a basic text via satellite, or maybe to give someone a status update, or to ask for help while you're in the desert. There are devices like the Garmin inReach that have had that feature for years without full satellite voice or data service.
Yeah, what was really unveiled at Apple's event, which we'll talk about more as the show goes on, is evolutionary upgrades to their 2020 models. The new version of the iPhone still features three cameras, but they're slightly improved, and the phone now features macro capabilities at a distance of 2 centimeters.
Well, that's really close.
Yeah. I did mention that the phone can change the focus of videos it shoots, and it can do that after the video has been recorded. It has a smaller notch and a longer battery life by about 90 minutes, a new better display, and the new A15 chip with a 5-core GPU. Overall, the upgrade is probably not really worth the money if you're currently on the iPhone 12 Pro.
Yeah. So hopefully, Joe, that helps you out a little bit. Hang in there, and as more info becomes available, we'll certainly keep you informed. Stay tuned, intotomorrow.com.